بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the third point in terms of why Islam or why religion. And I said to him, because to prepare for the definite and inevitable is a sign of intelligence. Death is definite, death is inevitable, there is no way of escaping it. No matter how long we live, no matter how we live, whether we live in good health or in sickness, in wealth or in poverty, in strength or in weakness, whether we live a pious life or a wretched life, whatever be the situation, whatever be the way we live and the duration of our lives, whether our life was for 50, 60, 70 years, or whether it was for 500, 600, 700 years, or 10, or 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years, whatever be the duration of our life, that life will come to an end. There is nobody who will escape death. Even Isa alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted up unharmed and alive to himself, will return to this earth in order to die and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody is going to escape death. Nobody escapes death. The good ones die, the bad ones die. If the good ones had to live, then it is something that, sometimes I really wish this was true, but it isn't. And that is that Rasulullah ﷺ would have been with us in his body, alive, walking and talking with us, and we would be able to go and sit at his feet and listen to his beautiful voice and learn from him and pray behind him. SubhanAllah, I mean, all of this is fantasy. None of this happens, and none of it happened. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. The same thing applies to anyone, no matter who that person may be. All the kings, all the queens, all the paupers, everybody, the good ones, the bad ones, everyone dies. So now when you know that something is definite and it is inevitable, then to prepare for it is a sign of intelligence. To not prepare for it, to meet it in a state of unpreparedness, is a sign of foolishness. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his book. He sent the Quran and he sent his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide us about how to live this life in a way that is beneficial for all humanity, all the inhabitants of this world, and for the earth itself, such that our lives would be beautiful for us and a source of great harmony, beauty and grace for everyone and everything around us. Now therefore, we need to try to live our lives according to this guidance. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that death is inevitable, the accounting is inevitable, this is all going to happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us without guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just say, go live your life whichever way you like, and however, when you come to me, I'm going to judge you, and if you did well according to my framework, then I will give you Jannah. If you did not do well, if you did badly, if you disobeyed me and so on and so forth, then I will put you in Jahannam. But what is the framework, I will not tell you. That is going to be a mystery. Allah did not say this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Kalam, he sent his Kitab, which is absolutely open and clear, and there is no doubt in it. La rayba fi dhalika al-kitab la rayba fihi hudal lil-muttaqin. It is clear, the book is clear, and it is a means of guidance for those who are concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and who are afraid of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So this is the beauty of the Quran al-Kareem, and Allah sent this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just send the Kitab and say, alright, so this book is in your name, is in your language, read it, understand it any way you like and follow it. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent along with the book, he sent a teacher. He sent his Habib, he sent his beautiful messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. who not only did he teach the book, not only did he explain the book, but Rasulullah prepared us to receive that revelation. He prepared us to learn. He taught us how to learn through tazkiyah wa tarbiyah. He prepared us to make our hearts and minds receptive to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated for us how we are to obey the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how can we possibly thank Allah enough that not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the guidance, but He sent a teacher to teach us. And that teacher did not just teach us, the teacher prepared us, and then the teacher demonstrated to us how it is to be done. Alhamdulillah, the upside of this is we are so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. The downside of it is the warning to us that the hujjat is complete, that the proof is complete. Whether this proof is in our favor or against us is for us to decide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it to us to decide whether we want the Quran to Al-Kareem to be our witness in our favor, or whether we want the Quran to be a witness against us. Now, you might say, well, you know, who can be so silly as to want the Quran to be a witness against them? Let me tell you that if you are not following the Quran Al-Kareem, if you are not obeying what Allah has told you and me to do, then the Quran will be a witness against us. We will not be able to say, I did not know. We will not be able to say, I was not told. We will not be able to say, I was not informed. We will not be able to say, I did not know how to implement. None of those excuses will work, because everything has been explained to us. And that is the reason why Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase her darajat in Jannah with him, she said that every person, all of us, are authors. And today, while we are living, we are writing our book. So now think about, and then she said, on the day of judgment, this book will be published. Now think about this and say, if you are the author, and I am an author, I am a published author, I have written many books. You know and I know, you don't have to be an author and write books to know this. You know and I know that while you are writing the book, there is no control on you, there is no jabber on you, there is no compulsion on you, there is nobody who can stop you from writing whatever you want to write. So your book, when you are writing it, it can have good stuff in it, it can have bad stuff in it. There is nobody who is going to control that. Also, having written something, you might read it and you might say, you know what, I don't think this is good. Whatever time I wrote this, I don't want this to be my book. So there is no problem at all. You can erase it, you can delete it, you can substitute something else for it, something good for the evil. All of this you can do while the book is still in your hand in the form of a manuscript. Then the final line of that book will be written, the final signature will be written, the final word will be written, and then the book will be handed over to the publisher. Now, once the book goes to the publisher and it is published and it is on the shelf, then whatever is in the book is in the book. That will remain. What you cannot do is then you can't go to the shop, pick the book off the shelf and say, oh, no, hold on, this last chapter, I don't want this chapter. This chapter should be removed. Can't do that. Book is published. It's done. If there is a second edition, maybe you can do that. But in the book of our lives, there is no second edition. There is only one edition, which we are living right now. And when this edition has been finished, when it has been written, when the agent comes to publish of the publisher, comes to collect the book will be collected and it will go, and then this book will be published and given to us in our hand. We ask Allah to decree that it will be given to us in our right hand on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what happens to the one who gets the book in the right hand, and what happens to the one who gets the book in his left hand or behind his back. We ask Allah to make us among those who receive the book in our right hands. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that we live our lives in a way where the last sentence written in my book and in your book will be Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That should be the last sentence written in our books, and then the book is taken from us and the book is published, inshaAllah. While we are writing the book, let us be clear that today we have the opportunity to erase, today we have the opportunity to rub out what we don't like in this book and to replace it with something good. So please take advantage of that opportunity, don't waste that opportunity. Rubbing out and writing, obviously, as you, I'm sure you know, refers to istighfar and tawbah. Let us do that, let us do that in profusion, let us do that as much as we can to ensure that this manuscript, when it is handed, the manuscript called Life, when it is handed to Malakul Maut, is the most beautiful that you can possibly make it. And as I said, may the last word written be Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. May we go with that on our lips. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.